Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast.
Today I have Michaela Hutchinson, who is a principal program manager at Microsoft. As far as I can tell, she's in charge of everything having to do with Xamarin. Michaela, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. You were just explaining to me that you are responsible for Visual Studio for Mac and for various, do I have that right, various aspects of Xamarin?
Yeah, so I'm not like the PM for any of those things, but my role is kind of to see how VS for Mac and the various Xamarin platform pieces fit together. And so I float between them and focus on whichever need my attention the most and help to coordinate things across them.
Sounds like a dream job. Sounds great.
Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
What I'm hoping we can do today is focus on Visual Studio for Mac, both as it exists today and as it's evolving. And I think the place to start would be if you could bring me up to date a little bit on how you see the current status of Visual Studio for Mac. And what I mean by that specifically is, to my eyes, it started out as a rebranding of Xamarin Studio. And it seems to be heading towards functional parity with Visual Studio Windows. First of all, do you think that's right? And secondly, how far along is that?
Yeah, so it did start out as Xamarin Studio. And that, of course, was very mobile focused. It did support a few things, but all our focus on making sure it had a good user experience and a complete feature set and so on was completely focused on the mobile scenario. So when we made VS for Mac, we broadened it out to also cover cloud scenarios as well. So it covers the full mobile first, cloud first, end-to-end scenario. So you can build both your mobile app and your cloud backend and any websites associated with the cloud backend. And you can build those all in one language, C# or F#, and all in one place and share code between them. And skills are transferable between those as well, because it's all using one common language, one common base class libraries, and so on. So that is very much our focus, is to make sure that you can do all your modern .NET development for all these different scenarios in one place, and that's also compatible with Visual Studio on Windows. So you can take your solutions from one and use them in the other. So if you have some team members who want to work on Windows and some want to work on Mac, you can do that. Now, full feature parity is something that I don't think we'll ever have, because Visual Studio for Windows it's been around for a very long time, and it has a lot of support for Windows specific things and legacy development scenarios and so on. But our goal is that if you're targeting the modern .NET cloud and mobile scenarios, then we want to have all the features that you need for those scenarios.
How close do you think you are, if we just restrict ourselves to the most modern aspects of .NET and .NET Core, how close are you to feature functionality between Visual Studio Mac and Visual Studio Windows?
I think we're pretty close. There are a few notable gaps and a lot of little things, but in general, it's fairly well fleshed out. So our focus right now is just making sure that it is complete. And that might not mean that it has every little feature working exactly the same, but overall, like if you want to develop for those scenarios on Mac, we want that to be a complete and pleasant experience like it is on Windows.
Let's talk about, you said that the focus is on mobile and cloud. And can we talk a little bit about publishing to Azure from within VS Mac?
Yes. So publishing to Azure is something that we do support. We consider that to be a very important scenario, because as developers are moving more and more to running their apps on the cloud rather than individual servers, it's important to make that as easy as possible. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. And from what I understand, there is now support for Azure Functions built into Visual Studio Mac.
Yes, there is. That's currently available in preview. I can't promise when it'll go to RTW, but if you open the extension manager, you can install that preview and try out Azure Functions on a Mac. And it all works with local development. You can debug your functions. You can even run them in a solution where you have your iOS app and your .NET Core app and some functions all running together locally and debug them all at the same time.
When I was talking to you about what we might talk about on today's show, you mentioned VS for Mac and its workloads. Can you explain what you meant by that?
So when we look at the various different scenarios that can be targeted from VS for Mac, we talk about those as workloads. So you have your mobile workload, which is all the tooling for developers writing mobile apps, and your web workload, which is the tooling for developers writing web apps. And so the three key workloads that we have are our mobile via Xamarin, web and cloud via .NET Core, and Unity. We have full support integrated with Unity for debugging games built on Unity. And so those are our three workloads that we're focused on at the moment.
And if I'm a web developer and want to have a backend on Azure that I can speak to through a RESTful interface, but my front end is going to be a web application using Angular, where will VS Mac fall off the cliff? Can it support all of that, or are there limits to what I just described?
There are some limits. So right now we don't have TypeScript or JavaScript support other than syntax highlighting and some very basic completions. That is something that we are looking into addressing as we understand that it's a very important part of the web development experience.
Yes, I'm a big fan of TypeScript, and since it was invented at Microsoft, let's hope that that's coming down the pipe at some point. I know that Visual Studio for Mac has a great deal of extensibility built into it. Can you talk a little bit about what kinds of extensibility there is, what kinds of things I might add to Visual Studio for Mac?
Yes. So we have a very rich extensibility model. The entire IDE itself is built on a sort of tree of extensions, and even the C# support is technically an extension. I think the whole thing's comprised of 50-some extensions. So anything that's added by a lot of these core extensions like iOS support, Android support, C# support, you could technically implement as an extension. So we've seen developers write extensions to add commands that automate common parts of their development, or even we've seen developers write debugger engines for different platforms. It's not something that we've been pushing very much so far, and it's not very well documented. So I tend to ask people who are interested in writing extensions to come to me, and I can help point them at some of the right places. It's kind of a bit of a strange area in that it's very rich and capable, but not really something that's been very well explored by anyone outside of our core team.
Within Microsoft, there is the Web Essentials extension for Visual Studio Windows. And that's the kind of thing that I could see as an absolute natural to come over to Visual Studio for Mac. So that would be great to see those kinds of extensions coming in as well.
Mads Christensen wrote those. I've actually written a few extensions myself. One of them adds MS Build IntelliSense for CSproj files. I also have an extension that helps you to write extensions.
Oh, I like that. A meta extension.
One
of the questions I wanted to talk to you about was refactoring. How strong is the refactoring, and where is that going in terms of what you see coming in the short term?
It's pretty solid. So VS for Mac shares a number of key components with VS for Windows, including Roslyn, of course. Our entire IntelliSense and refactoring experience is based on the same Roslyn compiler and analyzers and so on used on Windows. So all of the analyzers and fixes available in Visual Studio on Windows do exist on Mac. In addition to those, we have some that we get from a project called Refactoring Essentials that we also include in the box, so to speak. We're missing a few that exist on Windows, but we also have a lot that don't exist on Windows. So overall, I'd say it's very capable.
If I wanted to use Visual Studio for Mac to do web development, tell me about what my workflow would look like and what I should expect in terms of what I can do and what I can't.
So you'd start out by doing file new project, of course, and that uses the .NET templating engine. So you get the exact same templates you would in VS on Windows or from the command line .NET tools. So you'd get an ASP.NET ASP.NET Core MVC project with all of the files that you'd expect, and you could build and run and debug that locally. Beyond that, we have IntelliSense for HTML and CSS, and that IntelliSense, the VS Web Tools team actually ported over from VS for Windows, so it's the exact same IntelliSense for those files that you get on Windows.
Well, when you start talking about IntelliSense as a mobile developer, I start getting jealous. Do you see the IntelliSense improving for XAML?
Yes, that is something that I actually recently did some investigation on, and we have a developer working on that right now.
Excellent. That's going to be a big help, especially with your compiling XAML feature. If there's IntelliSense on the way in and compiling on the way out, it becomes a viable development language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we understand that a lot of our developers do use Xamarin Forms, and XAML is a key part of that experience. So it's definitely something that we will be improving.
Okay, great. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, personally, I do a lot of Xamarin Forms development, and my targets are typically iOS and Android and to some degree UWP. Am I going to be able to target the Mac in a very similar way, or is that going to be a separate experience?
Yes. So I'm not entirely sure of the status of this project right now, but Xamarin Forms itself is actually open source, and there's been an effort to contribute a Mac backend to that. So once you have your Xamarin Forms UI, you can that can render down to native Mac widgets. There are some complications in that the idioms between mobile and desktop aren't quite the same, or in some cases are very different. But
that would be a very powerful feature. You're saying that's open source, but is that something that's going to be supported by Microsoft developers or just by the community?
I can't comment on that right now, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. I used to work for Microsoft, and I used to say all the time, I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. So,
yeah, it's not so much that in that, like, it's something that we are very supportive of, but I don't want to make a commitment.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. What about, let's come back to Azure for a moment. Are there new support functionality for Azure coming, or do you think that that's fully developed at this point?
Again, there's a bunch of things I can't really comment on around things that we would do, but I could talk about Docker support.
Oh, let's talk about Docker support.
We currently have in preview Docker tools, which was developed by the same team that built the Docker tools for on VS for Windows. And those allow you to right-click on your .NET Core project and add a Docker project that has the Docker files and so on. And you can build that and debug it, and it debugs in a local container. And you can also deploy your projects to Docker containers on Azure as well.
So it becomes realistic to build microservices on Visual Studio for Mac? Is that correct?
Yes, both with Docker and both with the preview Azure function support.
You mentioned to me Mono for Unreal Engine, and I don't know what Unreal Engine is, but it sounds amazing. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, so Unreal Engine is one of the major game engines in the games industry. It's very well known, very popular. So a few years ago, back at Xamarin, I worked on an effort to build a C# plugin for Unreal Engine that allowed you to script your Unreal Engine games in C#. We really wanted to use Unreal Engine, and we really wanted to enable all the developers who use Unreal Engine to use all of the great C# tech that we build. So for various reasons, that project was shut down a few years ago. But I picked it up about a year ago, and I've been working on it in my spare time. And I was able to finally release it as an early preview about a month ago. So that's available online on GitHub.
That's great. It's stunning for two reasons. One, that you could do all of that in your spare time. And the other is that you have any spare time. So that's extraordinary. Before we end, I wanted to ask you about Visual Studio for Mac support for IoT.
Yes. So this is another extension that's currently available as a preview. So you'd have to go to the extension gallery and install that. And it would show up as a file, new projects, IoT. And that creates a project that when you run it, it prompts you to connect to a Raspberry Pi or other IoT device running Linux over SSH. And then it deploys your code and its runtime over SSH to the device and then debugs it over SSH as well. And we have some super cool samples where you can write C# code that accesses the GPIO ports on the Raspberry Pi to, for example, control lights or detect switches. So it's a really great way to do IoT development with the language and libraries that you already know.